Because
the previous few sharing meetings that we had, we were sharing on the
conference. 我可能今日就最後一個都唔頂，就係交通係特會嘅最開始嘅。
Perhaps I might be the last one to share regarding the conference. I want to share from the beginning of the conference.
就係早上靈修嘅時候嘅。
The sharing that we had and the devotion time in the morning.
我哋睇一處聖經。
Let's turn to a Bible passage.
詩篇。
Psalms.
122篇。
Psalm 122. Psalm
122. 第六節、七節、八節、九節，六節開始讀。
Psalm 122 will begin reading from verse 6.
或者我们一起读，读完这四节。
Let us read together Psalm 122 verses 6 through 9.
Praise 你们要为耶路撒冷求平安。 耶路撒冷啊， 爱你的人必然兴旺。 愿你城中平安， 愿你宫内兴旺。 因我弟兄和同伴的缘故， 我要说， 愿平安在你中间。 因耶和华我们神殿的缘故， 我要为你求福。 大家记不记得在特会里面几时读过这篇诗篇？
Does everyone remember when we read this particular psalm during the conference?
有没有讲完讲过这篇？
Did the speaker mention about this psalm?
如果大家不是睡懒觉的呢， 在灵修里面， devotion 早上的时候， 读过这段圣经的。
If we were not slumbering, this is a passage we read during our morning devotional time.
在这个圣经里面特别摸着我。
This is a passage that especially touched me.
很少在旧约，而且在诗篇里面，给一个很重要的祷告给我们。 就是为耶路撒冷求平安。
It is more rare, especially in the Old Testament, that it gives us such a precious prayer. Here it mentions to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
为自己求平安就有了，我们朝朝晚晚，动一下就为自己有平安，身体健康。
Perhaps it's often that we pray for our own peace and prosperity, that we pray day and night for our peace and our blessing.
所以盼望经过交通之后，我哋喺祷告里边加添一个好重要嘅题目，就为耶路撒冷求平安。But
after we fellowship this morning, may we have even a further matter that we would pray for in our prayer time, and that is to pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
甚至最近我收到一封信，佢叫 Save Jerusalem.
Recently, I even received this mail that is to save Jerusalem.
所以喺呢个国家嘅 大事上面，大家都听见好多关于耶路撒冷、以色列嘅新闻。
So even in the affairs of this country, it would be great news that concerning Israel, concerning the matters in Israel.
耶路撒冷，佢个名就叫做 Jerusalem.
And this name Jerusalem is Jerusalem.
若果去过以色列旅行翻嚟，起码学到一句系咩？一句咩？ 見到人就叫，一早就叫咩 ？Shalom.
So if for anyone who have visited Israel, at the very least you have learned this word shalom, and that's when you greet one another.
如果去過以色列啲 tour 學唔到呢句就嘥曬啦。If
you went on a tour in Israel and you did not learn this greeting, it would have you have wasted your time.
原來耶路撒冷呢個名就係 Jerusalem， 平安嘅城。
This name Jerusalem is Jerusalem, and that means it is the city of peace.
啊，呢度我都觉得呢度个圣经好特别。你哋要为耶路撒冷求平安，呢度好似祈祷咁，向着耶路撒冷嘅圣殿祈祷。耶路撒冷啊，爱你嘅人必然兴旺。
It seems as it is a prayer for Jerusalem here to pray toward Jerusalem, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee.
哦，盼望我哋都领受到呢个咁嘅兴旺。从今以后喺我哋嘅祷告里加呢个题目，为耶路撒冷求平安。爱佢嘅人就兴旺。
Now, may we all experience such prosperity. It says, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. May we also remember Jerusalem in our prayer.
我哋以前一路读圣经啊，好容易好记得。主耶稣讲话你哋睇见无花果树发旺嘅时候，就知道咩？那日子嚟到，就指着。
We remember when we read the scriptures, when our Lord was speaking of the fig tree, that when you see the fig is ripe, then you know that the summer, the time draws nigh, and he is speaking of the restoration of the nation of Jerusalem.
结果以色列国呢，亡国了这么长千几年啊，亡了国境不如同其他地方的国家同化，一直到一1948年，我最记得点解呢？因为我啱啱高中毕业。1948年，我仲记得5月14日，最近仲知道14时添，成立，正式成立复国，以色列复国。
I remember this day that is in 1948. I remember so because I graduated from high school and in 1948, May 14th, and recently I learned it's also in the 14th hour that this nation, which was destroyed for thousands of years and did not mingle in with other nations, yet this nation was restored on that day.
14時, 即下午兩點鐘。
So the 14th hour, 1400 hour, which is 2 p.m. in the afternoon.
呢件系一个大事。
And this is a great thing.
仲有噃，一成立宣布成立之后，阿拉伯国家冚冷联合起来，第十几分钟之后立刻有行动准备。全个阿拉伯个国家都围住以色列，第日就开始向以色列进军啦。
And there's more. After the declaration of the this nation, restoration of this nation of Israel, the Arab nations immediately, minutes after, have united to already surrounded and ready to attack Israel the next day.
所以呢一件事系非常大嘅事啊。
Therefore, this matter is a great one.
好似诗篇第二篇佢话，地上嘅君王同埋神宰一同起嚟，要抵挡主和他受膏者。
Just as it says in Psalm 2, that all the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take a council together against the Lord, against his anointed.
好大件事，嚟到向以色列进军。
It is a great thing. They were all united to attack Israel.
今日冇多时间讲咁多啊。好紧要一件事就系，求主叫我哋睇翻呢一样嘢吓，以色列人亡国咗千几年，复国对整个神永远嘅计划有咩关系
？There's much more, but we don't have time to go into that today. But let us remember this great thing that is for Israel, which has been destroyed for over 1,000 years, yet their nation was restored. What does this have to do concerning the will of God?
教会而我哋咁渴望主翻嚟嘅人，系我大家提出嚟。哦，我以前咁耐做基督徒咁耐，有冇为以色列人、为耶路撒冷求过平安？有冇为佢祷告
？As we perhaps may consider being a Christian for such a long period of time, have I ever prayed for Jerusalem? Pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
或者有人话神已经丢弃以色列啦，教会接上啦，好似一个野橄榄接上呢个好橄榄树。
Now, perhaps others may say that the God has forsaken Israel, and it is the church who have taken her place. That the church is as a wild olive branch that have been grafted on in the place of Israel. We don't have time for that now, but you can look at it on your own in Romans chapter 11. If Israel does not continue in its unbelief, they will still also be connected to the branch because they are God's people.
就講講佢咁多阿拉伯國家嘅軍隊咧，初成立嘅以色列國，真係軍都未成啊！佢嘅人數咧，超過幾多十倍嘅阿拉伯國家嚟到圍攻佢，而且未有準備嘅，啱啱成立。
Now the people, the Arab nations surround Israel ready for attack even when they were restored, and they outnumber them dozens of times, and they are not prepared being a new nation.
只係講天然地理，以前係一個真係沙漠嘅地帶，如果講雨量，每年只得五寸，幾寸嘅雨量嘅啫。
Now if we were to look at Israel geographically, how they are set up, they are in a place where it's a wilderness, and they do not have much rain, only 5 inches average annually.
自從一成立之後，雨量一路增加，增加到現在五十幾寸，每年嘅雨量五十幾寸。
Now after the nation was restored, their annual average of rainfall is over 50 inches.
成了一個出口國，農產竟然出口。
They have now even become an nation that would be an exporter of produce.
我只係講一啲我哋大家熟悉嘅啫。咁呢啲國家咧，包括好多國家咯，喺側邊嘅喺東邊咧有伊拉克、約旦啊，呢啲就係羅德記得嘛？羅德咧，索多瑪俄羅摩拉城啊，要火降，然後就羅德有兩個女啊。 所生出嚟嘅咧，就係摩押同埋亞門喺聖經裏面，我哋都好熟悉噶啦。Now
I don't have time to go into all the details, but some that brothers and sisters are familiar, the nations that surround Israel, even to the east, which is Iraq and Jordan, and that is the descendants of Lot. We know the daughters of Lot gave Sodom and Gomorrah gave birth to Ammon and Moab.
就喺東邊啫，就係伊拉克同約旦。
And that's to the east of Israel, that is Iraq and Jordan. They are ready to attack Israel from the east.
我哋喺呢度仲有以實瑪利，大家記得嘛？阿伯拉罕啊，以實瑪利喺南邊，仲有阿瑪利人，仲有阿述人都喺呢度，敍利亞喺呢邊南邊。 北邊抄上去，四圍包含包圍以色列。We
also are familiar with the descendant of Abraham, Ishmael, which will be from the south, and also the Amalekites and from Syria, Syrians, which would be Syria and coming from the north.
仲我瑣瑣碎碎講一講啫。復國之後，呢個國防部長佢叫做達揚，呢個國防部長。And
then the Minister of Defense after the nation was restored, and he said,
就企喺个哭墙，大家都记得有个印象啦。去过以色列都知道有个哭墙，哭墙企喺嗰度，佢就祷告，佢话：啊，神啊，从今以后我唔再离开耶路撒冷咯。
He prayed before the Weeping Wall, but those who visited Israel are familiar with the Weeping Wall. He stood there and prayed to God and said, God, I will not never depart from Jerusalem again.
几十倍嘅军力，四围包围住呢个叫做平治路撒冷呢个平安嘅城啊！从第一开始就冇一日平安嘅，一直到家下。
That is, even from their establishment of their nation till now, the city of Jerusalem, Jerusalem, which is the city of peace, have not had a day of peace even until now. Even on the next day of their nation being restored, they were under attack.
就讲一件事。
Just one matter to share.
在香港的胡恩德先生讲俾我听嘅，好详细讲俾我听。佢话有一次嘅阿拉伯国家以色列人嘅战争。
There was this story retold to me by a brother Wu in Hong Kong. As in detail, he said in one of these battles,
直头系神迹，神帮助佢哋打赢咗。
It was truly a miracle that God's hand was upon Israel to bring their victory.
有一次投降，嗰啲阿拉伯国家多佢几多倍嘅，举手投降缴械。
There was one battle where they were outnumbered dozens of times by the Arab nations. They surrendered and disarmed.
几万军队嘅枪械都放落地下，缴械。And
hundreds of thousands of the troops, tens of thousands of the troops surrendered their arms and they just put their arms down.
但系出嚟执枪械嘅以色列军队只有十几个。
But it was only about the dozens of the army of Israel that came to pick up those weapons that were disarmed.
我都举手举到攰晒啦，十几个人嚟执咁多千千万万嘅军校，连佢哋都着急。
Because all there, they surrendered with their arms up, so their arms were weary, but there was about dozens who came to pick up tens of thousands of weapons, and they are, it's a feat that's hard to do.
直头嗰啲阿拉伯嘅军队问叫多啲人嚟出嚟执，佢话我哋就系十几个军队咋。
And when the Arab nation armed forces said, have more of your men come and pick up the weapons, but they said, this is all the men that we have.
但系佢话唔系，我哋见到遍山遍野都系白苏公、白衫白呢个嘅军队，遍山都系嘅，所以我哋咁多军队投降。
Actually, it was the Arab nations that surrendered because they said they saw all their men that were dressed in white behind the Israel forces, but yet the Israel only had dozens of people to pick up the surrendering Arab nations' weapons, but because that's all the men that they had.
讲到呢度唔需要解释啦，我哋睇见有天军天使帮助佢哋打仗。
Speaking of this point, we don't need to elaborate. That's because the heavenly hosts were on Israel's side in this battle.
圣经里边有记载神对以色列人帮佢哋打败敌人呢个见证。 更加多用黄蜂帮佢哋打仗都有喺圣经嘅记载嘛。
See in the passages, there are many times that God was on Israel's side to help them defeat the enemies, even using the hornets.
好啦，时间够咯。
Now my time is up.
我嘅心意就俾大家，从今以后你睇见以色列人全家得救，对整个神永远嘅计划，我哋等候外邦人数目满足系非常重要嘅关系。
My thought is this, to share with brothers and sisters, we have to remember the Jerusalem, Israel to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because when the household of Israel is saved, that has much to do with the will of God when the number of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
而且加上听新闻这些战事，以前不管这些国家大事，今天你要看看，这个以色列对我们神永远的计划，以色列加全家得救，外邦人的数目满足。
When we look at all the news, great news on the media, we have to take note of the news concerning Israel because it is connected with the will of God. When the whole household of Israel is saved and when the numbers of the Gentiles are fulfilled and are being taken to be with the Lord, it is connected with the will of God.
神没丢弃他的子民。
God did not forsake his people.
在地上一样做他的见证。
They will continue to be his testimony on earth.
罗马书十一章嗰度话，虽然佢现在仍然硬心，但有日佢哋唔系长久不信，仍然接上呢个见证。
In Romans 11 it says, even though their hearts are hardened now, yet they're this, if they do not continue in their unbelief, they will still be a branch that is connected.
所以愿主恩待我哋。
Therefore, may the Lord be gracious to us.
今日开始你嘅祷告。 唔怕咩？我唔知祷告乜嘢，多一条好重要嘅祷告，为耶路撒冷求平安。耶路撒冷啊，爱你嘅人必然兴旺。
there is a matter that we can remember in prayer. When we say we don't know what to pray for, we can remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They that love thee shall prosper.
Okay.
I end my sharing here.
I'd like to share about just some of the things that I've learned as I've gone through this past year, specifically through my college application process.
願意同大家分享過去一年我所學習的，特別我喺報大學呢一件事上，我係神俾我有啲咩嘅學習。
Now I'd like to say that that the process of applying to college was long and hard and very harrowing, but it wasn't.
我你可能以為我會話報大學個過程係好長好困難，但係我卻係唔係咁樣諗。
In fact, when I started looking at colleges about a year ago, I had no ambitions.
實在當我喺一年前開始去睇大學嘅時候，我自己對自己冇乜期望。All
I knew was that I probably wanted to go to college, and so I was going to apply for some colleges.
我只係曉得我應該去大學，所以我應該去申請一啲大學。
So as I went to apply to college, I realized that some of the applications want you to have a reason that you want to apply there to the college.
當我開始申請去填嗰啲申請表嘅時候，啲大學就會問我點解會想去讀大學呢？
And when I looked at my friends, they had all the reasons.
當我去睇下我啲朋友佢哋所填嘅原因，我見到佢哋有好多唔同嘅原因。Many
of my friends had were a lot more prepared than I was.
咁我好多朋友比我更加預備好。They
were they knew their dream school.
佢哋曉得佢哋夢想去入到嘅大學。
They got a better score on their SAT than my third time on the SAT.
咁佢哋考嗰啲入大學試，比我考三次都更加好。
Their GPA was more than 0.5 over mine.
佢哋學校嗰個總評分嘅成績都比我好。
And they didn't even have to study for that.
佢哋亦都唔需要好勤力嘅去讀書。
So I came into the college application process with not many ambitions and not many things to back me up either.
咁所以我開始申請大學嘅時候，我冇乜期望，但係亦都冇乜條件去申請嘅。
And on top of that, I really didn't know what I wanted to do or where I wanted to go with after that.
咁我自己亦都唔係太清楚我將來想去讀咩科，亦都去邊度讀。And
everyone around me seemingly already knew what they wanted to major in or whatever.
當咁嗰陣時，所有朋友都曉得佢哋要讀咩科，去邊度。So
it seemed very important to me to try and find out what I would want to major in later on.
咁所以我就覺得好重要一件事就係自己揾到自己鍾意嘅科嚟去選。So
now they have all these little quizzes online.
咁上網有好多唔同嘅測驗嚟去測下我所有興趣嘅科目。And
it's like an advertisement.
其實係廣告嚟嘅。
You answer 10 questions and then they can tell you what you will become.
咁你去答10条测验嘅问题，咁佢就会话俾你听，你将来会成为系咩一类职业嘅人。
Or what your brain is suited for.
或者会话俾你听，你个脑系最适合做啲咩。
And then, so I decided I would take one of these.
咁我就自己尝试去考呢一个测验。
And it says, oh, you should go for a doctor.
咁佢就话俾我听，你应该去考做医生。
And then I took another one.
咁我再做另一个同一类型嘅测验。
It says, oh, you should be a chemist.
咁你应该系做化学家。
So I take one more to be sure.
咁我再考多一个另外嘅试。
And this one says, you should be a writer.
咁佢就话俾我听，你应该做作家。
So, now I have three things that I need to be.
咁我有三样唔同类型嘅职业，我系需要去读嘅。
And I'm no better off than where I started.
咁我比之前未去考呢测验之前，同样系同步。
So finally, I decide to that I will apply underneath anything biology related.
咁最后我就决定系读一啲关乎生物学嘅科目。
And so I did the work.
咁我就自己去研究一下，做下功课。
I filled out the little all the questions on where you were born and your ethnicity and how old you are.
咁我就填咗大学申请表上面你年龄系几多，你喺边度出世，你嘅种族，你即系呢啲咁嘅问题。
And I answered all the short answer questions and wrote the long essays.
咁我就答咗所有嗰啲短问题，亦都写咗长嘅文。
Well, actually, my essays weren't that long.
但我所写嗰啲嘅入学文唔系好长嘅啫。
But anyway, I went through the whole process of the application and completed them.
咁我就完成咗整个入学嗰个申请嘅过程。
Right before the deadline, of course.
咁就啱啱喺最后嗰一日完成。
And so I was very happy to be done.
咁我完成咗之后好高兴，因为了结咗一件事。
But it turns out it was only the beginning.
但系我就发现原来只系开始。
Because there's a lot more that you have to do.
因为原来申请完之后，仲有好多事情要去处理嘅。
You have to apply for the FAFSA and look for scholarships.
要去申请奖学金。
But in the end, my dad filled out the FAFSA for me.
最后我爸爸帮我填咗呢啲嘅辅助金、奖学金呢啲嘅申请表。
And I didn't really search for that many scholarships.
咁我自己亦都冇主动嘅去寻找奖学金。
But even after that, I still had to pick which college I wanted to go to.
但系原来报完奖学金之后，亦都要作呢个去边个大学嘅决定。
And when the letters came in, I still had no preference.
当呢啲大学接收入学信收到之后，我仍然系唔知道边一间大学系适合我。
So I actually went out to visit some of these colleges.
咁我亦都去咗呢啲大学去视察一下。
And also since I had no particular preference to try and look at the fellowships over on the college campuses.
咁我亦都自己冇乜主意，咁我就去睇下呢啲大学里面有啲咩聚会嘅地方。
And actually, the people on all the colleges that I visited were very friendly.
咁实在，我去视察过每一间大学里面嘅人都系好友善。
And the fellowships that I went to were all very inviting.
我去嘅聚会亦都系好欢迎我。
Too inviting because I still had no, so I still couldn't pick between any of them.
甚至到一個地步, 我仍然是打不定主意, 去哪一個聚會。
But one verse that I have here is after a lot of prayer, this is Micah 6:8.
但是有一句的, 聖經, 我是經過很長的禱告之後, 主是給過我的, 是尼迦書, 第6章第8節。
And what does the Lord require of you? To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. So, I felt that
尼迦書第6章第8節 耶和華已指示你何為善 他向你所要的是什麼呢? 只要你行公義、好憐憫 全謙卑的心, 與你的神同行。
And so I really feel that what God is saying to me is that it doesn't matter so much where you want to go or who or what job you will need to go to, but it is more important to love the Lord.
我就聽到神向我說話，他就跟我講，其實你去哪裡讀書，你去做什麼都不是那麼重要，最重要的就是你要愛你的神。
And to follow after him.
要去跟隨主。
So, with that settled, I pretty much knew which college I was going to go to then.
當主向我說話之後, 我就很明確的曉得哪一間大學我是要去的。
I was going to go to a college that was somewhat close to home, just far enough away, they say.
咁係要去一間近屋企但又唔係太近嘅一間大學。
And that has some very good groups, good fellowship groups up there.
而呢間大學係有好嘅聚會嘅地方。
And that place was UC Davis.
而呢間大學就係加州大學Davis呢間大學。
So God has really just led me and blessed me throughout throughout this past year.
所以神實在喺過去一年大大嘅祝福我，亦都帶領我。
And I wanted to thank him for that.
所以願意將感謝獻俾主。
That's all.
我交通就停喺呢度。
Okay. All right. Good morning. I guess the Lord's timing is best in when things happen. So as I was listening to, I had some things I also wanted to share, but as I was listening to our brother sharing, I also just wanted to, it made me kind of reflect upon how my process like was when I was applying for college.
我原本有交通的，不過聽到弟兄剛才這樣交通法，都令我回想到我當年報大學的時候的事情。
I can be direct and say I had no idea what kind of school I was going to, where I was going, and I didn't even take any kind of online test at that time to figure out what I was going to be, but I'm sure that would have like given me a lot of choices too.
實在講，當時真係我冇任何思想、主意，要讀乜嘢，要做乜嘢，甚至當時係冇網上嘅幫你嘅測驗。
Yeah, but I do think that wherever we go, it's where our heart is with God that matters the most. And I'm sure, you know, He places us where He wants us to be.
但無論如何，我哋去邊度，如果我哋個心真係與神一起嘅時候，都因此都因為咁樣，神會祝福我哋嘅。
So just for the record, I ended up studying biology and I became a biologist, which I see no connection to that, but that's what I ended up studying.
咁我同大家讲交通下，就系我最后都拣选咗读生物学吓，咁啊变咗一个生物学家。
And this might be the case for some people. I mean, I'm sure that there's quite a few people who are preparing for college, and you know, they would go ahead and if they have in mind what they want to study.
可能有啲有好多人经历过同样嘅过程嘅时候，佢哋心目中可能想到要读啲乜嘢，要读啲咩嘅科目。
Yeah, I would say, you know, go with what your interest is and what your passion is for that.
咁我都可以劝勉大家都可以根据自己嗰个兴趣啊。Yeah.
Well, I ended up being in a job that I don't even use biology anymore, but that's kind of like, it could happen to some people, so don't be surprised if that happens too, because careers can take a change later on.
咁但係最后我做工佢係同生物学冇乜关系嘅，所以呢啲事会有机会发生。
So, what I wanted to share about, that was from, the last sharing meeting, is I did want to share a little bit about the conference itself.
我願意交通係我自己嘅交通，就係關於西岸特會嘅交通。
I've attended conferences in the past, but this conference was different this year.
我以往都參加過特會，不過今次感覺好唔同。
And not only was it in a brand new location for everyone.
唔單止係一個每一個人嘅去第一次嘅新環境。
But I was able to also experience what it was like. To be part of the planning for a conference.
咁都第一次係參與到特會嗰個籌備嘅事情嘅當中。
So considering the amount of people from all different places and just all the logistics.
咁有各方嘅弟兄姊妹唔同嘅地方嚟到當中好多事情要安排。
There is a lot of planning and a lot of meetings, but one thing I've noticed
有好多籌備
is that the brethren who've prepared and planned for this meeting, they've placed and committed this matter wholeheartedly to God
in
their planning.
弟兄姊妹們去籌備嘅時候都願意將嗰個籌備係交託喺神嘅當中。
So I think just from personal experience, it's that no matter, you know, what we try to do or, you know, what lies ahead of us to do.
咁所以從我個人嘅經歷嚟講，無論我哋點樣籌備，點樣安排嘅好。
Yeah, I think what matters the most and what's most important is the heart that we have for God.
最緊要嘅就係我哋喺當中，我哋個心對神如何。
So if our heart is first and foremost to worship, to serve God.
咁如果我哋个心首先系要去敬拜去侍奉神嘅。
Then no matter what happens, He equips us and He prepares us.
咁无论佢点样嘅安排点样去带领。
So one of the things in that I had I think the conference also gave me an opportunity to get to know the brethren and have an opportunity to serve along with them.
特會都俾我有機會認識到唔同嘅弟兄們叫我一從點樣去同佢一齊嘅侍奉。
And it kind of also helped my thinking about some things.
幫助到我一啲嘅思想。
Yeah, in particular, because I work in a industry, in a biotech industry.
因為我喺生物化學嘅行業上面係做工嘅。
So it's pretty heavily regulated with compliance and things. So
好多嘢要按照條例規矩去作嘅。
So there's like different procedures you have to follow, and you have to come up with, if something happens, you come up with another contingency plan to address it.
每一样事情都要有按着那个条例步骤去做嘅， 要有不同的计划去应变， 不同的情况嘅。
So when it came to the team that I was working and planning and serving on, which happened to be transportation.
咁我喺交通组去服侍嘅时候，
transportation and hospitality. There, I'm not the best planner, but I always think of different kind of, oh, you know, what if this? There's, what do we do?
我唔系一个最好嘅计划者，但系我都常常。 在脑袋里思想到，如果这件事不行，这件事不行，又要怎样做呢？这样。
But the brother was very, had confidence, saying, you know, don't worry, you know, we'll just let things take its course and the Lord will prepare and provide.
大领弟兄就成日都跟我讲到，不要担心那么多，事情发生的时候，主怎么带领，我们跟着去做。
So that actually was, it helped really make me think that, oh, there are a lot of things that, you know, in life that, you know, I may try to think of, oh, well, you know, what needs to be done or what I need to do. But in the end, I think what we need to do is really just trust upon the Lord and just have faith in Him.
哦，咁叫我思想到我生命里边啊，成日都为着好多事情去点样去预备，点样去应变啊，即系好多嘅计划。咁但系始终最重要一样嘢就系话，我要点样去信托神。
Yeah, and that's one very good, I guess, lesson I'm going to learn and continue on.
哦，就系，所以今次就系神俾我一个好大嘅功课嘅学习，叫我以后嘅生活系点样去过。
So I also wanted to share a bit about the service in like hospitality.
哦，咁我都交通下接待组当中嘅一啲嘅服侍。
Hospitality is very, in some ways it could be kind of, you don't know what you're going to expect from when you open your home to, you know, brethren.
咁你接待弟兄嘅时候，你唔知道想象到有啲咩事会发生。
And, you know, to the point, it's like, well, do they have any kind of food allergies or, you know, what to expect? But I think the Lord was in my situation very merciful.
譬如話，你唔知道客人有冇咩敏感，有啲咩事情唔同嘅事情，咁但係，because
he actually he assigned a brother who Brother Eddie had at once hosted in the past.
Okay, 咁今次弟兄就安排咗一個。 外嚟嘅弟兄，以前都係嚟過嘅，都係喺 Eddie 弟兄屋企住過嘅弟兄嚟我家度住。Yeah, so
I think that made the whole idea of hosting a bit more comforting and easy to know that there's someone who's familiar.
咁所以當我知道曾經有人接待喺我哋當中有人接待過佢之後，那個感覺就舒服好多啦。But
I do think that the whole hospitality and opening your home was a great experience.
咁但系整括嚟讲，我哋接待嗰个服侍都系一个对我嚟讲一个好好嘅经历。And
from that, I actually got to meet someone from from Germany.
咁所以我认识到呢个弟兄啊，从德国过嚟。And
we had a time of fellowship after the conference, because I was hosting the day after.
哦，咁因为我就系特会之后接待佢多一日，咁所以之后我哋都有一个交通啊。So
I mean like the last day of the conference I hosted him. So it was an opportunity for me to actually see what it's like for his worship, you know, his life in Europe. And so I think without being able to open up our home, the conference you get to meet people.
Right? 所以我都有能够有机会认识到，他在德国怎样的聚会，他的生活是大概是如何。咁我哋虽然喺特会当中，我哋都好多时间认识唔同嘅弟兄姊妹。
Yeah, but to actually when you open your home, you're spending more time with that individual.
當你開放自己屋企嘅時候，你就同嗰個弟兄姊妹有多啲嘅時間交通。
So, one of the things that the brother was actually very, very, like he knew what it was like to host some his to be a host.
嗰個弟兄都好明白，因為佢明白到佢點樣開放屋企去接待人係咩一回事。
Because back in Germany, he actually fellowships in a place where there are quite a few Chinese, and he's actually hosted someone before, so he could relate to what it's like.
因為佢喺德國嘅時候，佢喺嗰度聚會都有啲嘅亞洲人喺度聚會，佢都會開放屋子屋企去接待一啲嘅亞洲嘅弟兄姊妹。
So one of the things that from when we had our Friday night fellowship, we wanted to share about our whole hosting experience.
咁所以星期五晚我哋星期五晚聚會嘅時候都有分享到一啲接待嘅經歷嘅時候。
So I did share Friday, but I didn't get a chance to share at a sharing meeting too.
所以我星期五晚都分享過一次咁但係願意喺主日都同弟兄姊妹分享。
So I'll tell you a little bit about this brother.
我同大家分享一下少少呢個弟兄。
So he's retired. He used to be a school teacher.
佢係一個退休咗嘅老師。
And he fellowships actually in two places. One of them is actually where his mom used to worship when he was a youngster. He's like, I think close to like maybe in 70 or something, or late 60s, 70, I imagine.
咁佢又去兩度嘅聚會啊，一度就係佢媽媽嗰度聚會，就係佢以前細細個跟媽媽去嘅聚會。
And he really likes photography and he likes to travel.
咁佢又好喜歡影相，好喜歡旅行。
So when he plans to come and attend these conferences, he also makes trips to like nearby areas. He would actually like rent a minivan and just go around traveling.
咁所以佢嚟到特會嘅時候，佢都會順便去周圍去遊覽一下。
So how do I know that he really likes photography?
咁佢好鍾意影相。
So I can tell you there's two things. When he was staying at our place, he would show us lots of photos of what his life was like in Germany.
咁佢住喺我哋度嘅時候，佢俾我哋睇到好多相啊，佢喺德國嗰個情況係點樣。
So that wasn't too bad. I actually got to see and learn. That was great.
咁所以認識到佢好多嘅唔同嘅方面。
But I didn't know that was the other side is that when the next day when we were to go ahead and just show him around if he wanted to see like a different site like a tourist site.
咁第二日我哋問下佢，我有冇啲咩旅遊點佢想去咧？
So he took a lot of pictures.
咁佢同佢去到嘅時候又影咗好多相。
And he took a lot of pictures of us without even knowing.
他拍了我自己很多照片。
So sometimes I would like turn my head and I would see a camera pointing at me. He's either taking a video or he's taking a picture of me.
所以一轉頭他就相機就對著我了。
So I'm sure that when he goes traveling, he'll show, oh look, this is what it's like in the Bay Area. And he would show photos to the other person.
所以他可能去到第二度的時候又會被人看到灣區的弟兄是怎樣的。
So after a while I got used to it, but the initial couple of surprises,we're kind of just kind of didn't get used to it.
咁所以開始嘅時候好唔習慣啦，有人攞個鏡頭對住你。
The only kind of analogy that I could try to put together is like if you're ever walking and you get to the curb and you want to cross the street and all of a sudden you see a vehicle behind you and it's a Prius and it catches you by surprise because it's so quiet. Mm-hmm.That's the kind of feeling you get. It's like, whoa, what just happened? What was there?
就好似你將要行過馬路嘅時候，突然間有架電車行過，好靜嘤嘤行到你身邊，咁就係嗰個感覺一樣啦。
So, and I just wanted to also I forgot to mention about one thing is that as we were preparing, like for the first day of the conference, and everyone was.All the different brethren were flying from different parts and just going to San Bruno to get their transportation.
咁所以在交通下第一日我哋特會嘅時候弟兄們都去到 San Bruno 嘅會所。
Even the best plans in which you think you can plan ahead might not work out.
虽然有好好嘅筹备计划，但系好多时都唔能够按照计划咁样实行出嚟。
As President Obama made an unexpected visit.
哦，咁啊，总统奥巴马突然间冇嚟到湾区。
I forget, was he arriving or was he departing? But the whole what happened was it changed all the flights.
咁就系所有班机都调动啦。
So getting back to the whole, you know, contingency, I would think, okay, well, what's our next plan? You know, we have to deal with this. All these flights are getting delayed.
咁所以我哋谂起嗰个应变计划嘅时候，我哋就话哦，点算咧？因为所有班机都因为总统嘅关系延迟咗啦。
So I really didn't think we had a plan B.
所以我哋从来都冇一个应变计划。
Our plan B was probably just to, well, I know for a fact now is to trust the Lord to pray about it and have Him see us through.
哦，咁第二即係不過應變計劃就係信靠神啦。
And the brothers and sisters who are all part of the service, I mean, even those who were arriving and they were delayed, they understood. So it all went well. We didn't lose anyone.
Okay, 咁所以弟兄外邊嘅弟兄姊妹嚟到都明白啊，因為嗰個前誤都明白到嗰個困難啦，所以嗰日都結果都 OK。
So just a few more thoughts before I hear the next bell ring.
再交通少少啊。
So I really didn't share much about the actual conference itself.
我冇交通到特会当中嘅信息。
I think because brothers and sisters have either attended a conference or they had a chance to listen to the messages.
弟兄姊妹都或者参加到特会或者都交通过信息啦。
But when the theme of the conference, the verse.
咁嗰、那個特會嘅題目
，In Revelation 21 verse 3
喺啟示錄21章三節嗰度。
I think it's so appropriate, and also it makes us reflect upon our how merciful and how loving God is that He would actually want to dwell with us.
咁所叫我哋思想到神系如何嘅有恩典怜悯啊，佢愿意将佢嘅帐幕放喺人间啦。
Despite what we are in our condition, that He would actually love us to that point where He would dwell with us。
无论我哋个境况系如何啊，佢个心系愿意系同我哋同住。
So it's also a reminder for myself。
所以叫提醒到我自己。
I mean, there are things that obviously, you know, that are important in our life.
好多次喺我哋生命好多重要嘅事情。
Whether it be work or
可能工作
or family
可能家庭。
But the most important thing is that we need to put God ahead of all.
咁但系最重要嘅，我哋要将神摆喺一个第一位啊。
And then once that happens, once our relationship with God.Is solid.
当我哋同神嘅关系系良好嘅时候
，I think all those other things that may also take up our time in what we think is important.
好多事情，我哋其他好多其他嘅事情，我哋虽然觉得好似好重要啊，占据咗好多我哋嘅时间。
Yeah, they all kind of fall in place because God prepares and He plans our life out and prepares for things, even those things that we don't expect.
但神都有佢嘅安排，将各样嘅事情都安排喺我哋嘅生命里边安排好。
So I just want to give all the praise and honor and thanks to God.
我将感谢、颂赞、荣耀都归翻俾神。
So I am my sharing.
Good
morning, everyone.
上个星期五咧，我哋就喺楼上查呢个撒母耳上十八章。
Last Friday, we were studying upstairs in First Samuel chapter 5.
18. 讲到咧大卫要娶呢个扫罗嘅女。
And how David was to marry Saul's daughter.
但系娶阿扫罗嘅女咧，个条件就要杀100个非利士人。
But the condition for him to be able to marry Saul's daughter was that he must kill 100 Philistines.
并且要将佢羊皮带翻俾扫罗。
And then to bring foreskin back to Saul.
其实咧，大卫系知道嘅，知道扫罗系妒忌佢嘅。
And we know David knew that Saul was setting a trap for him, that Saul was jealous of him.
就系想咧，藉着咧呢个非利士人嘅手咧嚟杀害呢个大卫嘅。
Saul was hoping that the Philistines would be able to kill David.
但系大卫咧，好，本身都好高大，好叻噶佢。
Now David himself, he was very able.
佢就跟佢同埋佢跟随嘅人咧一齐就去上战场。
And so he and his men went forth into battle.
佢不单止杀100个，佢杀咗200个。
But not only did he kill 100 Philistines, he killed 200.
当然将羊皮带翻俾阿扫罗。
And brought the foreskins back to Saul.
咁喺之前嘅上星期五咧，有提到喺17章。
And then the prior Friday we were studying chapter 17 of 1 Samuel.
非利士人咧有一个战士啊，佢系有大概有八九尺高嘅。
The Philistines had a warrior who was probably 8 or 9 feet tall.
大概500磅重到啦，呢个巨人战士嚟嘅。
He was a giant of about maybe 500 pounds of weight.
佢叫做哥利亚。
And his name was Goliath.
系加特人嚟嘅。
He was a man of Gath.
佢咧就全身装备齐晒，有头盔啦，有盔甲啦，有护膝啦，铜嘅护膝。
And so he was clothed in armor, in all the gear, of a soldier.
佢孭住嗰支铜戟咧，嗰个铜戟啊。
And the bronze spear that he held.
铁枪同埋嗰个枪杆咧，粗到好似织布机咁，嗰条铁轴咁粗嘅。
It was heavy and thick.
有人同佢攞箭牌，个盾牌啊。
And someone held his armor. I mean, his shield.
咁咧就向以色列嘅军队骂战。
And taunted the armies of Israel.
骂战足足有40日。
And he taunted them for 40 days.
咁咧就以色列人好惊，好害怕。
And throughout all this, the Israelites were greatly in fear.
特别扫罗添啊。
Especially Saul.
结果咧，大卫咧藉着神嘅俾佢嘅能力咧，佢就将粒细嘅石仔咧打入呢个巨人嘅头个前额嗰度，将打死咗。
But ultimately, David came forth and empowered by God, he utilized just a pebble.And went in a sling, pierced through the temple of Goliath.
并且将个头割咗落嚟，带翻去耶路撒冷交俾扫罗。
And then, as a consequence, he cut off the head of Goliath and brought that back to Saul.
我之前讲咗两段咧，都系有关系杀戮。
And so, both of these things are connected.In terms of the killing.
咁啊，之前个再前啲第十五章嗰度啦，十五章。
Now prior to this, of course, in chapter 15, going back to chapter 15,
神咧就话以色列人出埃及嘅时候咧，喺路上遇到亚玛力人怎样对待佢哋，怎样抵挡佢哋，我都冇忘记。
And prior to this, God had declared that he has not forgotten how the Amalekites had dealt with the Israelites during the time that the Israelites were taken or had escaped from Egypt, at their exodus from Egypt, and what the Amalekites did to them during that period of time.
咁咧，佢咧就话，佢话佢叫扫罗， 掃羅，你去擊打亞瑪利人。
And so it was a direct command from God to Saul to go forth and attack Amalek, which were the Amalekites.
滅盡他們所有的。
And to utterly destroy all that they have.
不可憐惜他們。
And do not have mercy upon them.
將男女孩童吃奶的並牛羊駱駝驢通通殺絕。
And do not spare anyone to kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel, donkey, everything.
咁樣講完咁多殺戮咧，我就喺呢啲事情上面咧，令我想起咧，現今二十世紀所發生嘅一啲事件。
And so after all this references to killings, I want to reflect a little bit about what's going on in current day. Social current history.
就是以色列这个伊斯兰教一些所谓 ISIS 那个恐怖组织战士呢。
And so it concerns what's going on with ISIS.
就公然呢是杀害一些基督徒。
And with the goal of killing Christians.
以他们所信所谓的神啊向我哋而家所信嘅真嘅神咧嚟挑戰。
And so they are abiding by the God that they believe in and obedient to directly attack the people of who believe and abide by or commanded by the God that we believe in.
又一而再咁樣殺害一啲美國記者啦。
So again and again they killed first American journalist.
先後兩個美國嘅記者俾佢殺咗啦，割咗頭落嚟啦。
Two citizens were American citizens were killed. They were beheaded.
其他嘅國家咧都有係迫害基督徒嘅事發生嘅。
Now other nations also brought tribulation upon Americans.
當我將所有嘅事情連串喺齊嘅時間咧，我心裏邊就唔係好平安。
But as I connected all these matters together, my heart grew weary and was not at peace.
我就喺度谂，点解圣经时常描述一啲神嘅战士，为咗要消除仇敌，就要灭绝一切呢
？So I thought it brought back to mind a question I've had in regards to how God deals with why God records so many incidences where there needed to be a slaughter, that there needed to be a killing, and that it was to be where no one was left behind.
甚至是滅城添啊。
And even to a point of wiping out the entire city.
連嬰孩都不放過。
Not even having mercy for children.
聖經是主張暴力的嗎
Is it possible that the Bible espouses violence?
暴力是不是為主爭戰的方式之一呢
So is that the only way, the only means by which the Bible would espouse?
基督徒不是愛仇敵的嗎
shouldn't Christians love their enemies?
呢啲係我連串咁想起，想喺心裏邊想起嘅事。
So these are the various thoughts that cropped up in my heart, as these things tie these things together.
有時睇聖經睇到一啲充滿咗暴力嘅言語嘅時候
，Sometimes when I read certain passages and they're wrought with vocabulary that's violent.
喺我哋現今所處嘅。而家我哋二十世紀人睇嚟咧，會令人係喘喘不安嘅。
It would cause great discomfort to anyone reading from our generation looking back.
因為而家到處都有戰亂。
Because there is a great turmoil everywhere now.
所謂刀光劍影。
That with having arms being the prevalent theme.
有人咧揸刀咧周圍斬人嘅。
There are people that would just slaughter anyone that's in their way.
有人肉炸彈啦。
People use grenades.
殺嘅都係無辜嘅民眾。
And they kill innocent people, civilians.
有啲人呢挟持一大批嘅大學呢個女學生作人質。
And people held a group of women hostage.
咁呢而呢啲都大部分都係基督徒嚟嘅。
Now, in general, these are all Christians.
但係要佢哋改信伊斯蘭教喎。
But the effort was to change, renounce, for them to renounce Christianity.
更加有啲咧係俾人當作係聖奴。
And some are deemed as martyrs. Oh, I'm sorry. There are other incidents, reports of sex being brought into the sex trade, or being sex slaves.
呢啲好多都係關同宗教有關。
And many of these have ties to religion.
事情咁樣發生喺本應係愛仇敵嘅基督徒而言呢
These things have happened to those who has been commanded to love their even their enemies.
實在我哋真係冇辦法係忍受呢啲公然或者係私下所從事任何暴力行為嘅。
So it's something that goes counter to our thought of what is appropriate and what's right.
係咁嘅。什麼人睇聖經就睇出什麼。
Whatever an individual is like, he will interpret the Bible in his own way.
特別係一啲心懷異意嘅人，心懷異意，一心兩用。
Especially those who are double-minded.
有啲心懷不軌嘅人。
不軌。For those who have evil intent.
有啲充滿仇恨嘅人。
Some who are filled with violent nature. Hatred.
呢啲人呢就會將聖經嘅真理改變。
They will look at the Bible and then change the truth that's contained in the Bible.
曲解咗聖經。
And they would mislead or misread the Bible.
結果有人就會認同了接受同性戀的。
Some people can even take the Bible and then come to deduce that they should accept homosexuality.
有人會報復，有人會殺戮。
And some will take revenge, some will be vengeful to kill.
因此我咁樣，其實我就因為咁，我就唔係好歡喜睇舊約嘅。
Because of that, I actually have a dislike for reading the Old Testament.
我喜歡睇新約。
I'd rather, much rather read the New Testament.
從新約中呢，我可以睇到神嘅公義。
From the New Testament, I can see the righteousness of God revealed.
有憐憫，有愛。
There's mercy, there's love.
於是我喺星期五呢，即係啱呢個星期五查經嘅時間呢，就交通出我嘅睇法。
And so I shared my perspective this past Friday during Bible study.
我覺得舊約好殘暴。
I felt that the Old Testament was merciless.
好血腥。
It was blood. It was filled with blood. Blood stain. It was bloody.
咁我就我就講，
And so、I said,
我唔知係出於我講定因為仇敵直著我去講。
Actually, I'm not sure if really that's my personal thought or I was invoked by the evil spirit.
但當我喺提到聖經，我就提到聖經係全世界最暢銷嘅書籍。
But the Bible is the best-selling book in the entire world.
翻有多國嘅語言呢。
It has been interpreted to many languages.
係一本歷史書。
It's a historical book.
有先知嘅話同埋有神嘅話喺裏邊。
There's words of prophecy. There's words of God.
對人嘅影響好大。
And it affects many individuals, impacts them.
剛才講過啦，我即係講過啦，什麼人看 聖經就看出什麼。
And just as I alluded to earlier, whatever individual is like, that's the interpretation that they will get when they read the Bible.
當然有好多人咧，因為睇聖經而得救嘅。
Certainly, there are many who receive salvation after they've come to know the Bible.
但有少部分人咧。
But there's a small minority.
因為咁樣而產生咗其他嘅意念。
Who takes it and then misinterprets it and brings about bad consequences.
我意思就係話咧。聖經可唔可以唔出舊約咧？咁樣，我一路想講，講唔出口。
So I wanted so much just to utter these words, but I could not for the life of me word it out. Which was, is it possible? Wouldn't the Bible be better without the Old Testament?
我一路講真係講唔到。如果將舊約一路講，講唔到，真係講唔到。
And honestly, I wanted to several times to utter those words. I started talking about the Old Testament, and I just could not say those words.
可能神係唔想我講。
Perhaps God didn't want me to say those words aloud.
好奇妙啊
！But very amazingly，
有一個從第一次嚟嘅喺喬治亞州嚟嘅弟兄。
There was a brother who was from Georgia who was here for the very first time.
佢以前未嚟過。
He has never been in our midst before.
佢係 Pat 姊妹帶嚟嘅喎。
And he was someone whom our sister Pat had brought to the fellowship.
係啊 ，Pat 個小學同學嚟嘅喎。
He was actually the elementary school schoolmate of our sister Pat.
咁都會揾得翻嘅喎。
But they were able to reconnect after all these years.
佢大聲話喎。
And so he literally shouted.
聲如洪鐘啊。
Strong voice, very loud.
With a very loud voice.
我其實我而家我都唔記得佢講過乜嘢㗎。
Actually, I don't even remember exactly what he shouted in such a loud voice.
好大聲。
But he really shouted.
係好似有係責備我嘅。
To me, it felt like he was directing a rebuke towards me.
但有一句話我記得好清楚。
Even though I don't remember quite exactly what he says, there was one phrase that I do clearly remember.
他說,聖經話語一句不可少,句句都咁重要。
He shouted out loud and says, each and every word that's contained in the Bible, each and every word contained in the Bible is important. We cannot do without any of the words that are in the Bible.
這句話就好像神藉著這個弟兄大聲向我講話咁。
And when he said that, those words penetrated me as if God was speaking to me.
我心裏面好難受。
And I felt so bad in my heart.
卻係被提醒。
Because I was very strongly reminded.
感謝神。
So I thank God.
散會後呢又有弟兄同我講嘢喎。
Afterwards, a brother came to speak to me.
他說你上網查下舊約聖經為什麼這麼殘暴啊?
He says, why don't you go and search on the internet and see why does it seem that the Old Testament is so violent?
那我又真的回去查下。
And so I did. I went home and searched.
星期五晚查下，星期六晚又查下，昨晚又睇下。
I searched Friday night. I searched yesterday. Last night I spent more time.
結果我寫咗呢篇嘢翻嚟交通。
And so as a result, I was able to write down this particular sharing that I'm sharing today.
感謝神。
Thanks be to God.
當呢個弟兄咁大聲話我時候咧，我覺得我就好似一個。心裏好難受啦，當然啦，就我覺得好似一個細路仔咁樣，俾父母責備嗰種感覺。
And so when this brother shouted those words and it came to my head, I felt bad. Definitely, I felt bad. But I felt more like a little child that was being rebuked by that child's parents.
就似一個喺基督裏面未長大嘅小孩一樣。
And I felt as if I was just a young Christian who has yet to be able to grow and mature.
完全長唔起基督嘅身量。
And was not able to live out the character of God, of the Lord.
感謝神，我查咗呢、這個呢、這個弟兄叫我查嗰、那個嗰、那個嗰、那個咩之後咧，我睇到我對神又加深咗認識。
I thank the Lord after I was able to do the research, the homework, I was able to come to know God even more.
我再唔會懷疑神嗰個作為。
I will no longer doubt the actions of God.
主有一次俾我又向我提醒。
And the Lord once again reminded me.
俾我睇到神係有憐憫嘅。
He showed me that God is merciful.
有公義嘅。
That he is righteous.
有信實嘅。
That he is faithful.
有恩慈嘅。
That he is compassionate.
有寬恕嘅。
That he is accepting or forgiving. Sorry.
有慈愛嘅。
That he is loving.
佢又一次俾我經歷到佢。
And he allowed me once again to experience all the him once more.
感謝神。
Thanks be to God.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 15.
为用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督，全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着各体嘅功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body joined and held together.Grows and builds itself up in love, and the Lord does its work.
昨晚那個弟兄呢,
So as we were leaving, I said to my wife,
哇, 神安排這個弟兄來呢, 都安排得比適時間。
That the Lord had arranged for this brother to arrive at the perfect time.
他講一些, 我們有時都不敢講。
He shared some of the things that we were not bold enough to share.
因為他鬧完就走了, 第二天不用再見他。
So indeed, he had rebuked, scolded us, and then he left the next day.
咁我哋鬧完，如果鬧完佢，咁第日仲會見弟兄啊嘛。
It would be difficult if he scolded and then he had to stick around and see brothers and sisters.
如果我哋鬧佢，第日仲會見佢啊嘛。
Right, the other way around, if it was we who had scolded him and then we would have to see him the next day, it would be difficult.
安排喎。
So that was an amazing arrangement by the Lord.
因為咧，我記得呢個問題弟兄第二次。星期五晚第二次提噶啦，以前都提過一次嘅。
Because in fact, this was the second time that our brother had mentioned this question, this problem.
咁啊，感謝主。
So we thank the Lord.
咁啊，頭先弟兄提到呢、這個交通接待啊嘅事情，我想交通下我哋嗰個嘅主俾我哋俾我哋今次嘅學習。
So earlier, our brother shared about our service in transportation and hospitality. So I do want to share a little of the lessons that the Lord has shown us.
身體裏邊嘅學習。
The lessons within the body.
舊陣時咧，我都喺呢個服侍裏邊都係都好多次嘅。
In the past, I had served in this capacity.
我個人嘅性格咧就冇啲弟兄咁咁多咁細緻啊。
So for myself, my personality, I'm not as detailed as some of the brethren.
咁總之搞掂就算啦。
As long as the job gets done, that's fine with me.
咁好多時咧都係佢話佢諗個應變計劃，我做工都有應變計劃，不過我都從來諗過呢啲要有應變計劃。
So in fact, the more that he thinks of, then the more that I have to do, and then these things I never thought of in the past.
咁总之船到桥头自然直啊。
So,
得噶。
As long as the boat arrives at the shore, we're good, as long as it happens.
但今次呢主又俾我有带领。
So this time, the Lord had shown me, had guided me.
因為舊陣時咧，我哋都係啊啊，連埋我揾多另一個弟兄咧，兩個人乜都搞掂曬嘅。
So in the past it was just me and we would find another brother and we would take care of everything.
今次咧，主就俾我心裏邊就啊，聖本奴要揾兩個弟兄，三藩市要揾兩個弟兄嚟到一齊嚟到作。
But the Lord had impressed upon me that this time we needed to find a couple of brothers from a couple of brethren from San Bruno and a couple of brethren from San Francisco to do the work.
咁咧，揾咗啲弟兄之後咧，就發覺哇，咁耐咁多唔同睇法，以前我都冇諗過嘅。
So when we had found the brethren, there were so many things that came up that we never thought of in the past.
弟兄提好多問題，好謹慎嘅問題，我以前都冇諗過。And
the brethren brought up questions that I had never thought of to ask in the past.
咁佢哋話俾佢聽，哇！原來嗰時你咁做嘢，我到差唔多啲人要嚟之前，就整張紙仔俾我。 俾嗰啲host就話：啊，你接答邊個啦？咁就係咁嘅啫喎。So
in the past, then they asked me, "Oh, this is what you used to do? That the day before the people would arrive, you would just give them a piece of paper and say, 'You here, host this brother or sister.'"
今年唔係啊，佢哋又諗好多話啊，之前咧又要俾佢哋互相通下信息啊，大家彼此喺電話啊、電信、email上邊。
So this year, in fact, there were many suggestions, and we allowed for the host and those who they were hosting to exchange email and to contact one another and have everything ready.
哦，我心谂，哇吓，咁多嘢搞啊！And
in my heart, I was thinking, wow, there's so many things to do.
啊，咁啊，就但系咧，我就睇见咧，啊神俾我哋咧，个个人个性格唔一样。
But the Lord showed me that, in fact, we all have different personalities.
如果是我咁做咧，我就唔会咁做。
For me, I would not have done things like that.
但是弟兄咁做咧，佢又会咁做。
But for our brother, they would do things like that.
咁我又知道真系喺身体里边嘅配搭。
In fact, these are within the body we work together.
咁呢啲弟兄们咧。 就佢會嚟問嘅。And
so these brethren, they would come and ask.
有時好細嘅事，佢都想你啊，佢哋有好多意見嘅，但係佢哋會嚟問。And
they in fact have many opinions, but they would come and ask first.
啊，即係會有唔同做嘢嘅方法。They
have a different approaches, different methods of handling things.
好多時我係啊咁啊，嬲尾我就發覺一件事情。
So in the end, I had discovered one thing.
啊，呢啲弟兄們咧都喺度學習功課。That
these brethren are also learning their lessons.
啊，佢哋好多有唔同嘅思想方法。And
they all have a different thought process.
啊，但係佢哋咧都係喺度學習信服主嘅。But
they too are learning to submit to the Father, to the Lord.
咁啊。
And so in all these different areas where we work together,
我就真係學習到喺身體裏邊真係主擺我哋一齊。
That I did learn that the Lord has placed us all here together.
我哋開會嘅時候咧，就真係雞同鴨講啊。
When we had started, when we began our meetings, it was we weren't able to communicate with one another.
因为咧，有啲国语好好嘅，好到我都唔识得听晒佢嘅。Because
some spoke in Mandarin, and their Mandarin was so spoken so well, I couldn't really understand.
100%. 100%,
I couldn't understand all of it.
咁啊，有啲英文好好嘅，但佢又唔识国语啊，佢以为佢识嘛。
But then there were some who just spoke only English that didn't speak Mandarin, but the brethren who were speaking Mandarin thought that they did.
所以咧就係咁樣樣，總之好似又未到八國聯軍咁，我哋開會就係咁樣樣啦。So
that's how we began. It was like the United Nations. We can understand each other.
咁但係咧，後尾到事情發展嘅時候，發覺我講國語嗰個好好使嘅嚇。
So in fact, we discovered that the one who was speaking Mandarin is he's very good. He's very helpful.
啊，因为咧佢因为国内好多嚟咧，佢又识中文打字，又咩佢同我哋搞掂晒。
Because there were so many that were coming overseas that he was able to communicate and type up words in Chinese and do all those things.
啊，咁当然英文呢啲又好使啦，系嘛？我哋好多嘢又要整英文出去咁啊，我啲英文都唔得嘅嘛。
And so, in fact, the one who spoke only English was very useful as well because we had to do a lot of things over here. My English is so-so.
啊，咁咧啊，嗰啲啊弟兄们又好忠心。
And in fact, the brethren were very faithful.
唔同性格啊。
That although they had different personalities.
有啲好 low key 啊。
Some are very low key.
啊，即系好低调啊。
So very low key.
但系成只牛咁啊，一路系咁做，一路系咁做。
But in fact, very hard working.
做到夜晚，哇！我瞓醒觉三点钟，我瞓唔着啊，打下佢仲未瞓觉啊。
So sometimes I would not be able to fall asleep, and at 3 a.m.
因為我瞓咗啦，我瞓醒覺佢未瞓。
Oh, I had already fallen asleep at 3 a.m. but they were still hard at work.
啊，我仲見佢 send email 出嚟。
And I see that they had still sent out emails at that time.
啊，我就睇見咧，神嘅配搭咧就真係好奇妙。
I see that the Lord's arrangements are so perfect.
神將即係唔同啊恩賜嘅人，唔同性格嘅人啊擺埋一齊。
The Lord places people with different personalities, different gifts. He puts them together.
啊，雖然我哋啊，主將我哋擺喺服侍裏邊，好似完咗咁樣嚇。
That although it seems like the service now has ended,
我哋又學咗啲功課。
And we learned our lessons.
因為我再回頭諗下，哎呀，如果當初唔係咁樣咁帶領嘅時候咧，啱嗰段時間我媽媽又啊發生問題嚇。
So I think back to that time when if I hadn't led it in a certain way, and my mom had something had happened to my mom at that time.
啊，有一段時間我真係冇辦法啊全力擺落去。
There was a time that I wasn't able to give my entire effort.
係呢啲弟兄們咧喺嗰度啊繼續呢個服事。
It was in fact these brethren that were able to continue with the work.
啊，完咗之後咧，我都好啊懷念啊。
So,
一齊呢個服事嘅日子。
And now that the service has ended, I think finally back to that time.
啊，一齊服事嘅日子。
The time that we served together.
係好好好好美妙嘅一個日子嚇。
And it was actually a very wonderful time.
啊，我唔知我啲弟兄們係咪咁諗嚇，不過我係咁諗。
I don't know. That's how my fellow brethren feel, but that's how I feel.
可能佢受咗我好多難處。
In fact, they felt they had a lot of hardship due to me.
啊，咁但係咧，即係全身靠佢聯絡得合適。
But it is all due to him that everything was arranged perfectly.
啊，八節啊，好似呢個十六節咁講，全身靠佢聯絡得合適。
Just as it says in verse 16, from him the whole body joined and held together, and by every supporting ligament.
啊，八節各按各職。
With every supporting ligament grows and builds itself.
照著各體嘅功用彼此相助。
Builds itself in love as each part does its work.
啊，就叫身體漸漸增長。
Allows the body to grow and grow.
喺愛中嚟到建立自己，呢個係建立基督嘛。
And builds itself in love. This is to be built up in Christ.
就係喺教會裏邊嚟到建造。
And to be built up in the church.
我就交通下啊，有個咁嘅帶領嚇。
And I wanted to share this experience.
I'm sorry, I'm also stealing the mic. I just want to share a little bit on hospitality as well.
我願意喺接待呢一方面有少少交通。
You know, as always, you know, anytime we open up our home, you know, we consider home as that last place for us to feel really comfortable and relaxed.
咁講到打開我哋自己嘅家。通常我哋聯想起我哋家係最舒服、最舒適嗰一處嘅地方。
It's almost like it's our own personal sanctuary.
就好似我哋個人自己嗰個嘅殿一樣。
You know, it's for us to get away from everybody and be able to concentrate solely on our own families and solely on ourselves.
喺嗰度你可以與外界係完全冇接觸，可以係完全嘅。集中喺自己自己家庭上面。
So I imagine when our brother Simon had asked us to open up our homes, a lot of apprehension in the heart starts to occur.
所以当弟兄去鼓励我哋去打我哋家嘅时候，我嘅心里面系有恐惧。
And of course, the struggle wasn't short.
咁喺里面嘅挣扎亦都唔系短暂嘅。
Because our brother started a couple months before the conference.
因为弟兄喺几个月前，特会几个月前已经开始鼓励我哋打我哋家。
Yeah, and he had planted God's burden in his heart to us.
佢系将神嘅负担系种喺我哋里面。
Now we have hosted before, so I think there's some anticipation. If you hosted before, you'll be able to host again.
咁我自己之前都系接待过家庭，咁可能其他人系期待我哋，因为之前接待过，今次都要接待。
Yeah, but truth be told, every time the thought of not knowing who is going to reside in your home always makes you feel not at ease.
但每一次当想起唔知咩人系住喺你屋企嘅时候，我就有唔平安。
Now I say this because I want everyone to know that I think everyone here has that same struggle or the same thoughts about that process going through their mind.
我咁样交通出嚟，因为相信我哋每一个人同样喺头脑里面系同样有咁样嘅思想。
But God is awesome.
但神实在系美好嘅。
What He prepares for us, we can never really anticipate.
佢所为我哋预备嘅，我哋想象唔到。
But He's looking for the heart.
但系佢系寻找我哋嘅心。
And as we immerse ourselves into God's purpose, God's will,
当我们融入在神的旨意里面的时候,
every time we struggle, we know He's tugging at our heart.
我们就晓得他是摸着我们的心的。
And the first thing we think about is what we're giving up as opposed to what we are going to be blessed with.
我们是想不起，我们要 放低嘅，却系谂唔到神要祝福我哋嘅系有几多。
So the Lord had prepared this couple from Toronto for us.
所以主系为我哋预备由多伦多嚟嘅一对夫妇。
And when I went to go pick them at the airport, I had no pictures, nothing to recognize them by.
咁我喺机场接机，我冇相，亦都唔知佢哋系边个。
And I was worried that I was going to offend them by driving by them or something and just missing them entirely.
咁我驚我係唔知佢哋邊個就接唔到你機。
This couple is kind of a quiet couple.
呢對夫婦係比較安靜嘅。
I just want to share this a little bit about them. As our brother just shared earlier, they had a lesson as well. They had never stayed at someone's home before.
原来对于呢对夫妇嚟讲，亦都系一个学习，因为佢之前都系未住过喺其他人屋企嘅。
And so they were just as scared as we were.
所以佢
them staying at our house as we were them coming to our house.
所以佢同样系惧怕系住喺我哋屋企，就好似我哋惧怕佢住喺我哋屋企一样。
But once they got into the car and came to the house, it was like a couple of old friends.
但系当佢上咗车之后，嚟到我哋屋企，感觉就好似老朋友一样。
I mean, I was apprehensive because the brother told me he had roomed with William at a conference before.
咁我之前有少少惧怕，因为弟兄话过俾我听，呢对夫妇之前喺一个特会里面同William弟兄系同房嘅。
Yeah, and I was like, oh, they must have some deep sharings, you know.
咁我就想佢一定有好多好深入嘅交通。
So I was a little bit worried whether or not I could enter into a conversation or fellowship with him so deep.
咁我就有少少驚，我唔能夠同佢哋進入咁深入嘅交通裏面。
And I always worry about the sister. I don't want the sister to be left behind or not have the proper attention given to the sisters.
咁我亦都驚呢位姊妹被忽略。
But it was so wonderful. I mean, the Lord prepared such a wonderful time for us. The sister got along with my sister. They love baking.
但係主實在係將一段好美好嘅時光賜過俾我哋。呢一位姊妹同我嘅太太係好投契，佢哋一齊係焗嘢。
As you know, my wife is a professional.
咁大家都知道我太太係專業嘅廚師。
And this other sister, she just wanted to please her husband.
咁而呢位姊妹只係想使佢丈夫係煮啲好嘢俾佢丈夫食。
But because of their excitedness and their interest in baking.
但係因為佢哋喺焗嘢呢方面咁興奮。
And they were actually baking things as a brother and I were having fellowship.
咁就係當我同呢位弟兄交通嘅時候，姊妹同我太太就可以喺廚房裏面煮嘢食。
It was very relaxing.
實在係好悠閒嘅。
Yeah. But the point I want to make is, you know, she asked for a recipe. My wife gave it to her, and she actually went back home after the conference, made it, and texted a picture to my wife.
咁呢位姊妹就要我太太俾一個嘅餐單俾佢，咁而呢位姊妹翻到去多倫多之後，佢就跟住呢個餐單去整去焗，咁焗完之後就去寄咗封圖畫俾我哋。
And so the body of Christ is just wonderful. It's fruitful. It's exciting. It's new.
所以基督嘅身體實在係好美好嘅，係好豐富，亦都係好新鮮嘅。
And recently she had texted another picture of something that she made that Amy had showed her how to make.
咁最近呢位姊妹又寄咗封圖畫俾我哋，係影到佢係做咗啲新嘅嘢。
The point I'm making is this is a relationship the Lord had made.
咁我嘅所交通嘅就係呢一段嘅關係係主係為我哋預備嘅。
And he will sustain it.
佢會持續。
And he will grow it.
佢亦都會使呢段嘅關係去成長。
And we will mature in Christ as we dwell in him and he dwells in us.
咁當我哋住喺基督裏面，而基督住喺我哋裏面嘅時候，我哋就會能夠成熟。
And, you know, from WCCC, I think the most important thing I took back was testimony.
咁喺特會裏面，我最使我有感動嘅信息，就係關於到呢個見證呢件事。
A few of our brothers shared on the pulpit that it's our testimony.
咁有幾位弟兄都係喺信息裏面去交通到係我哋嘅見證。
And, you know, I can't help but admit that I have failed so miserably in that area.
我實在要承認，我喺見證呢一方面我係失敗嘅。
But God is merciful.
但係神係充滿恩典。
He lets me see my own shortcomings.
佢係使我曉得我嘅軟弱。
And the things that I can do to bring glory to Him.
佢係要我見到我係可以作啲乜嘢能夠將榮耀係歸俾佢。
All praise to God, Father, and Jesus Christ, His Son.
實在係將感謝讚美係歸俾耶穌神嘅兒子。
誒唔好意思，因為我一定要講，我咧本來係冇預備嘅，就阿 Peter。Peter 交通咗之後，我要講一講。首先向 Peter 弟兄道歉先啦。
I want to apologize to Brother Peter.
我想講講嗰位弟兄咧，即係喺 Georgia 嚟嗰位弟兄啊。
I want to share on that brother from Georgia.
佢咧本身嘅性格就係咁嘅。
That is his own, his nature.
即係幾大聲下講嘢。
He's a pretty loud speaker.
咁咧，佢之後咧，當晚佢即刻同我道歉。
Actually, he apologized to me that night.
佢話即係佢個性情就係咁嘅，即係太大，即係講得太大聲。
That's how he is by nature to speak rather loudly.
我想講一講佢本身呢個人咧，呢位弟兄咧就佢細個嘅時候幾曳噶。
I'd like to share a little background. This brother, actually, when he was young, he was rather naughty.
但係佢嚟到美國嘅時候，即係神藉著環境將佢磨到咧，就遇著一班喺 Georgia 遇著一班西人嘅弟兄。
Now, through the circumstances when God brought him here through a group of American brethren that God have transformed him.
就佢話被佢哋嘅愛即係冇辦法唔接受主嘅。
He was overwhelmed by the love of the Lord through these brethren that he must accept the Lord.
佢話即係喺個最艱難嘅時候咧，好多啲唔相識嘅弟兄姊妹。
And his most difficult time through brethren whom he did not know.
即係將基督嘅愛圍住佢。
And that was surrounded him with the love of Christ.
佢呢幾日星期一 Labor Day 嗰日嚟嘅。
And these few days on Monday Labor Day.
星期六朝頭早就走啊。
And he left Saturday morning.
咁佢嚟之前咧，已經即係俾電話我，佢話我哋呢邊有咩弟兄姊妹需要鼓勵嘅，有咩需要代禱嘅。
Even before he came, he gave me a call and he asked if there are any brothers and sisters in our midst that need to be remembered to pray for.
佢叫我即係安排一下有冇啲。特別是年長的需要即鼓勵的弟兄姊妹或者未信的。
He asked if there could be any arrangements made that we can get together for the older ones and especially for those who are unbelievers.
即係呢四日幾裏邊，我哋抽到兩個時間，一個時間就係對一對老人家。
In the 4.5 days or so we had together, we did make two arrangements. One was for an older couple.
93岁,
this older couple, one was 93 and one was 88.
去到他家裡，安慰他們啦。
We went to visit them, to comfort them.
大家一起手牽手禱告。
And we are hand in hand in prayer.
好感動。
And it was very touching.
另外一個就是Tony 的細佬。
Another visit we made was to Tony's younger brother.
即係同佢有機會即係傳福音。
And we had a chance to share the gospel with him.
咁另外就係星期五晚。
And then of course he came to fellowship with us on Friday evening.
佢即係佢比較激動一個人。
He's one that is more emotional.
但係佢係一個好愛主嘅弟兄。
But he is a brother who loves the Lord dearly.
佢每年都起碼有一次至兩次去到桂林嘅山區。
Once or twice a year, he would go into the hilly areas in Guilin.
同啲少數民族嘅弟兄姊妹。即係有交通。
And to have fellowship with the brethren there who are of the minority tribes in China.
佢星期點解星期六朝頭早一早就走咧？
He left Saturday morning.
因為佢要星期日翻去有信息講道。
Because he would have to go home for fellowship on Sunday to share a message.
喺呢幾日裏面我哋都即係有更深嘅認識。
In these few days we spent time together, we got to know each other on a deeper level.
即係佢講到神點樣將佢 即係點樣得救啊？點樣即係嗰個詳細嘅情形，即係佢一家啊點樣被神得著。
He shared with us his testimony, how God has saved him and how God has saved his entire household.
當我睇到佢同埋聽到佢即係教會嘅弟兄姊妹對佢嘅時候，我就呢排呢一兩日我都思想到。
And the last couple of days, what was on my mind was how he shared how he was dealt with, treated with the brethren locally there.
我想到突然间我都喺度谂到呢段圣经，但我唔知喺边度。
This is the passage I thought of, even though I don't recall where it is.
头先，所以头先喺度，我就喺度揾呢个经节。
And actually, I was looking for that Bible passage.
感谢神啊，俾我。找到这个就是在哥林多前书第十三章。
I thank the Lord that I found it in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1.
至到可以讲到至到尾啊，但我唔读咁多了，即只不过我即系话，我特别是在第一節到第二三節都是我突然間是想起這句說話的，就是說
I won't get into the passage too much, but when I thought about the love that this brother experienced, and this passage from 1 Corinthians came to me in chapter 13, especially the first three verses.
Yeah, 我若能說萬人的方言並天使的話語，他沒有愛，我就成了命的锣响的拔一样一般。
So I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
真係㗎，以佢嘅性格呢，即係有好多坏习惯啊，有好多啲咩神點樣得着佢，讲佢嗰个经历係即係神藉著弟兄姊妹愛包圍佢。
Now indeed, this was this brother's experience with all the bad habits that he used to have that I know of, but how God has transformed him through the love, through God's love, through the brothers and sisters that surrounded him.
好似我哋五年前我翻香港嘅時候
，It's like 5 years ago when I visited Hong Kong.
啲小學同學、中學同學，即係喺長洲嘅同學，即係有好多都聚埋一齊。
Many of us got together as a reunion from elementary school, from the various areas in Hong Kong.
你估啲同學點樣講呢位弟兄呢
？You know what was the description that the fellow students described this brother?
佢係唔問成一見親佢就講耶穌。
And the expression they used to describe this brother was that every time we meet him, he will tell us about Jesus.
我哋真係感謝神有一位咁好嘅弟兄。
We thank God for such a dear brother.
我交通呢度。
I end my sharing here.
This 首诗歌弟兄姊妹都非常嘅熟悉。
This is a very familiar hymn to all of us.
但我哋盼望我哋今次再唱嘅时候，我哋多留意里边嘅信息。
But as we sing this once again now, let's take closer note of the message that it tells us.
呢首诗歌话：我嘅心爱主，你系我嘅意象，唯有你系我一切。
It starts off by saying, Be thou my vision, O Lord, of my heart, not be all else to me.
主是我们唯一的意象，是我们的一切。
that the Lord Himself needs to be our vision and our all.
其他呢, 我们的生活呢, 我们的朋友呢, 我们所认识的, 我们所作的,
but what about everything else? The life that we live, our friends, the things that we're focused on, what about those things?
那些就是说, 皆虚幻,
it says that those would be
all else.
Those are the all else that's recorded here, that they not be the focus.
盼望我们在神的面前, 我们都学习一样的事,
so let's all be able to learn this one particular lesson from the Lord.
主是我们的一切,
that we come to know our Lord as our all.
我们所碰见的, 在我们身上边, 在别人身上边, 在, 在弟兄姐妹身上边所, 发生的事情,
that as we encounter things ourselves, when we encounter things through other individuals, through the brothers and sisters, and what they have encountered,
都是次要的,
that all those are secondary, become relegated to just everything else. And when we place the Lord as first and foremost in our lives, then we will experience true peace. We will have rest in our lives. Let's stand as we sing this hymn.
We'll
sing all four stanzas.